24 minutes to the hour of 10. Time now for the basic fiqh program with Mufti Zubair Bayat. And after a long return, mashallah. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana. And assalamu alaikum to all the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International.
How are you doing, Mufti Sahib? It's been a while since we've chatted.
Long time. I'm actually nervous to go back on air. That's how long it's been.
MashaAllah. Mufti Sahib, we trust that you had a well-rested Ramadan and also a nice Eid, MashaAllah. And it's good to have you back.
Alhamdulillah. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, by the grace of Allah, all went well. Just it went too fast, Maulana. It went too fast. You couldn't even... You know, we were just talking about Ramadan is coming.
Yeah.
And the next thing, it came and it's gone. And half of Shawwal is gone almost.
Half of Shawwal. And speaking about Shawwal, Mufti Sahib, today the 13th of Shawwal. And the Hujjaj are also preparing to go for the epic journey of their life. And they will be, inshallah, preparing in the next few days. They will be leaving. And so we thought it's appropriate to also touch on the topic, Mufti Sahib.
Yes, absolutely, Maulana. Absolutely. No doubt. Okay, let's say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa amma ba'd. We find that immediately after the month of Ramadan, the next ibadat that is compulsory in Islam, and that is Hajj, that ibadat sets in on the very, very next day. In other words, Ramadan finishes and on the very first day after that, the day of Eid al-Fitr, day of Eid, as we call it, the first of Shawwal, that is the beginning of Mawsimul Hajj, or the season of Hajj, or the Ashhurul Hajj, the months of Hajj. So it's immediate after the Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us another season, and this is the season of the Hajj, and this is the time when the Hujjaj are getting themselves ready and preparing themselves to go for this great and, you know, noble and journey of a lifetime, going for Hajj Baytullah, especially those who are going for Farz Hajj. And with the quota system nowadays, majority of the people who are actually doing Hajj these days, Maulana, are the people who are actually doing the Farz Hajj because of the restricted numbers. They're giving preference to the first-time Hajis, and that is in order, so that they can complete their rites of Hajj in a nice and easy manner. So, yes, immediately after Ramadan, this Mawsimul Hajj, the season of Hajj, sets in, and the Hujjaj are getting ready and preparing to go. So, there may be two types of people who are listening to our program today. Maybe three types, in fact, let's put it that way. Those who have already been for Hajj, Alhamdulillah, taqabbal Allah, may Allah Ta'ala accept from all those
Ameen.
Who have been for Hajj already, and they have completed this great rite of Islam, this fifth pillar of Deenul Islam. And then there are those who are intending to go this year. We would call them the Hujjaj in the making. And we then have those, inshallah, who will be going sometime in the future, potential Hujjaj, the future Hujjaj. So either way, whether it is those who have already made Hajj in the past, whether it is those who are intending to do Hajj this year, the Hajjis in the making, or whether it is the potential Hujjaj, the Hujjaj of the future, we all, inshallah, should have our attachment to any discussions on Hajj and our love for Hajj to the extent that we should listen to the talks and the discussions on Hajj all the time, especially in this Hajj season, so that our love remains for this great ibadat, and especially for the places where this ibadat is carried out, and that is Makkah Mukarramah and Madinah Munawwara. So the idea of discussing and us listening is not only just for those who are going for Hajj this year, but those who have been and those who intend to go in the future as well can derive benefit from these type of discussions, in the sense that it is a reminder of that great place. It is an attachment of to Makkah Mukarramah, to Medina Munawwara, and it is an attachment to those a'mal and af'al and actions that take place there. Now, those hujjaj who are going to leave this year, inshallah, I'm sure they've already attended a number of Hajj classes, and if they haven't, then they should do that immediately. Alhamdulillah, every year in different parts of the country, in Cape Town, in Johannesburg, in Durban, elsewhere, Hajj programs take place regularly. There are Hajj programs that are organized by ulama, there are Hajj programs organized by different people, experienced Hajis. There are different types of Hajj programs that focus on the masail aspect of it, other programs where you have slideshows and a kind of overview of the different places that a person will visit on the journey of Hajj, a slide view, a show presentation of the different, maqamat of the Hajj, the different, areas where Hajj is performed, like Mina, Muzdalifa, Arafat, an overview of that. Then there are those programs where, the Hajj booklets are given out, where vaccinations, etc. are done. So overall, alhamdulillah, we are fortunate that we have a number of Hajj programs that are taking place, formal as well as informal. Some of the programs just take place in homes with a handful of people. So whichever program it may be, we should try and fit ourselves in. Those who have already attended, alhamdulillah, they would have a good idea. Those who have not yet attended should make an effort to attend immediately one of the Hajj programs in your area. If we are unable to attend, maybe we are living in far-off places where there aren't any programs that are being held and it's not easy for us to reach to those places, then obtain the CDs on the subject of Hajj. Try and get hold of CDs that have been done, lectures on Hajj by different ulama and scholars, so you can listen to that, and that will at least be a kind of replacement for not being able to attend the program itself. And most important is also, with the CDs, try and acquire books on the subject of Hajj. Now, mashallah, there are so many books available in the English language now on the subject of Hajj, ranging from the very thick books to very thin and very small and concise and little-sized books and booklets. These booklets and books should be acquired, and we should earnestly start reading up on the subject of Hajj, try to get a good understanding, combine it with listening, combine the reading, so you are now acquiring knowledge through two avenues, through your own reading and through your listening, and inshallah, those two avenues of learning will enhance your knowledge and it will strengthen your understanding. Whilst we're mentioning books and booklets, I'll take the opportunity, Maulana, to mention about my little booklet on Hajj. It's called Hajj Mabroor. It's a little blue booklet. It's a pocket-sized booklet. Alhamdulillah, it's a small, concise booklet. I've condensed in there all the rulings of Hajj in a very short, concise manner. It took a lot of effort to cut out extra words just so that it could fit into a pocket comfortably, in a handbag, in a pocket of a person's kurta. It's a very compact, short little booklet. It's been condensed and it's been extracted from teachings of many ulama and mashayikh. And alhamdulillah, it's freely available for free distribution. Alhamdulillah, every year we print and reprint, and it's gone into many, many thousands of copies have been printed and distributed. Alhamdulillah, brothers have come forward, sponsored the booklet on many occasions, and people have benefited. May Allah Ta'ala accept. And together with that, there are, mashallah, many other good books and booklets on the subject of Hajj. So the idea is have one small pocket-sized booklet which you can refer to. The idea of writing a little booklet was so that it stays with you all the time.
Gee.
Wherever you are, it's there, right, accessible. A thick book you might not be able to carry in your pocket. You can't carry it around with you. You might find it difficult to keep it on your person all the time. But these tiny, thin little booklets, they stay in your pocket. And it's, you know, one can say, okay, well, now we are living in an age of tablets and phablets. A phablet now is a combination of a phone and a tablet. So we've got tablets, we've got phablets, we've got smartphones. So they say, well, we got it all downloaded there, and we can read it, but we say that don't rely on that because your battery can die off, the file can get corrupted, and
Wi-Fi,
then you will find difficulty reading it. So if you have a pocket-sized little booklet in on your person all the time, it's there for easy reference. And now when it comes to those hujjaj that are going to be departing this year, inshallah, so they should make all the necessary preparation from every side. I've mentioned this before and I'm repeating it too, that preparation is from the side of acquiring knowledge, so knowledge preparation, by having understood all the masail and all those aspects of Hajj. There's the spiritual preparation. Spiritual preparation is where you get yourself spiritually prepared, and this is where most people are lacking and neglecting very much the spiritual preparation. I will speak about that shortly, Maulana.
Gee.
And then, of course, it's also very important is the physical preparation in terms of yourself, first of all. I met one brother the other day, mashallah, he was taking a very brisk, he was almost jogging. I said, oh, mashallah, you're jogging, it was after Isha Salah. He said, yeah, I'm leaving for Hajj this year, and I want to be in a very fit condition.
Mashallah.
I said, mashallah, that's a good intention, and indeed, you should be very fit when you're going for Hajj, because if you are not fit and you're not, you know, in shape, you're going to find it quite difficult. There's a lot of walking to do. A person gets very tired if you're not fit, and a person will become, you know, then you become drained and you don't have energy and you don't have any enthusiasm to do any good amal because you don't have the stamina and the energy. So to be physically, the physical preparation in terms of fitness and in terms of, you know, now taking good care of your health at least for the duration of the time you there and till the time you return, the days of Hajj, you have to make sure that you do everything in your power to take care of your health. After that, if sickness comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is not in the control of man, that is not in our control. But from your own side, every person must look at, you know, looking after their health, not doing anything to compromise their health, not doing anything to, you know, detrimental to their well-being, drinking too much of cold stuff, eating badly. All of these things are actually going to affect a person's health and that well-being. And when that happens, then it's going to affect your ibadah. So from now, those who are going for Hajj this year, they should become very conscious about all these things, the physical aspect of their preparation, that, you know, watch your diet, try to eat healthier things, cut down on the eating, increase your physical activity so you can be fit and well, because you need all of that. You know, there's so much of walking to do, it's unbelievable how much of walking a person does, both in Makkah and Medina. You know, just walking to the Haram 5 times a day. It's a very good thing, actually. It's very, you know, enhancing for one's well-being and health, making tawaf and walking in the Haram itself. And don't talk about making tawaf in the shopping centers, Maulana.
Ajib. A
lot of tawaf takes place there also. I think it's more than 7 rounds. But in any case, that's just on a lighter note. So there's a lot of walking, and that's good. But if a person is not fit from before, then you're going to find it quite difficult and you get tired. Then also in terms of preparation, in terms of your stay there, what you should take with you, all the necessary things to carry with you, your passport, visa, currency, all those things that you require. Make sure all that preparation is done. Don't leave it to the last minute. Even the packing of the bags and so on, don't leave it to the last minute. And then you know, you're fighting against time because there's visitors at your house coming to meet you. There's family. You're trying to set everything up before you leave for Hajj. And you find now that time is running against you. You don't have enough time. You're not getting enough sleep. You're not getting enough rest. And you're getting tired and you're getting exhausted and the time is running out and next thing you have to take, the day has arrived and you have to take off and you have to leave. And now you're leaving in such a way that half your things are not done for here, half things are not done for there. And you leave in a huff and a puff, and what happens is that you're frustrated, you reach there, you are tired, you are exhausted. No, you shouldn't leave in that manner. From now, those who are going for Hajj, start all the preparation as far as your, you know, what you're going to have to do here and there. Make sure it's all in place. Whatever shopping has to be done, try to do all of that. Buy the things that you require. Only buy things that are absolutely necessary. Everything is found there, although it's gone much more expensive now with the exchange rate. I'm not sure what the exchange rate is sitting at the moment, Maulana.
384.
384. Okay, mashallah. You're on the turn with the figures.
You're listening to Radio Islam.
Mashallah. Okay, so well, 384. It was around 4 something in the month of Ramadan.
Gee.
But you can see that the exchange rate has now gone up drastically from the past. So you must, anything you think of, you've got to think of the exchange rate multiply by 4, roughly at least. So what we say is that take the things that are necessary, what you require, and start preparing, pack your stuff, start getting it going. Even if you're leaving in 3 weeks' time, 4 weeks' time, you rather start early and you know you got peace of mind. And whatever is to be attended to as far as your work and your home, etc. is concerned, try and put all of that in place, your children, whatever arrangements have to be made, do all of that so that there's the physical preparation, there's the travel preparation, there is we spoke about the educational preparation, about reading the kitabs and listening to the lectures and talks. In fact, we may have attended the seminar, we may have heard some talks, but we could continue listening to talks as well. Daily have the CD playing, listen to different talks on Hajj, and even when we are there, we can listen, download it to your phone, have your earphones on the flight, listen, carry on listening. These things are all very important, so preparation from the knowledge point of view and reading. Continue reading every day, even when we are there, carry our booklets and our books and read up on Hajj there. Then, of course, the one thing that I mentioned and which I want to emphasize on very much is the aspect of the spiritual preparation for Hajj, which is the most neglected aspect, and that is that we, first of all, before we leave, we try to put our life in order, try and get our salahs on time, try to put our Islamic garb on, dress as per the Islamic way of dressing, and if you know our appearance is not in order, try and put our appearance in order. The ladies, the men, there are certain things as far as our appearance is concerned, try and put that all in order. We can't expect that we carry on living the way we are right till the minute we're going to depart, then we want to just suddenly change over. Start from now, you know, with our appearance, with our dressing, put all those things in order from now. and also put our salat in order so that when we get there, we're not going to be missing salah because we're not in the habit of reading salah. So we go there and we're missing salahs there as well. And zikrullah and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tilawat of the Quran and these various, start off from now, a little bit of it, even if we do now, will help us when we are there. And most important is that put our matters right before we leave, between us and our family and between us and others around us. You know, try to seek forgiveness from all those people with whom we are not on good terms or things are not, a good relationship is not there. Seek forgiveness from them. Try and mend the bridges. If there are any rights that we are owing to people, try to fulfill those rights. Do not depart in such a manner that we have not even fulfilled the rights of people around us. And we have left with people upset and angry with us. We are not on talking terms with them. They are not on talking terms with us. So patch all those relationships. Put those things in order to the best of one's ability. One must try. Doesn't mean that now, okay, don't go for Hajj. But we say, try to go with a clean sheet. If you couldn't clean it completely, maybe one or two people are still not interested in talking or you're still not ready, you should seek Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness and make intention that as quickly as possible you're going to mend the fences and you're going to mend the relationship. So this side of the preparation of Hajj is very important, the spiritual side of it. You know, the great ulama and scholars have mentioned that we are visiting the house of Allah. But do we know about the owner of the house? In other words, we are visiting the Kaaba. But do we know about Rabbul Kaaba, the owner of the Kaaba? In other words, we should know about Allah Rabbul Izzat. We should increase our ma'rifat and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that when we go for Hajj, then it's not just visiting the Baytullah, but visiting the Rabb of Baytullah. Visiting the Rabbul Kaaba and recognizing Him. And also to understand about the great etiquette that is required at Baytullah, the respect that has to be accorded to the Masajid, Masjid Nabawi Sharif, the Masjid al-Haram, the way in which we are to conduct ourselves, how we are to pass our time, what type of timetable we're supposed to have, what are the do's in Makkah, what are the don'ts, what are the do's in Medina, the don'ts in Medina. These are very, very important aspects of the journey of Hajj, the spiritual aspect of it. So let us, those who are going for Hajj now, prepare from every side, in every angle, and those people around them also have some responsibility to help them, to assist them, to advise them, to counsel them, to facilitate things for them. A person might be very busy at work and he doesn't even have the time to do certain things, and another person, a family or friend is free, you can help the people out, facilitate for them, make things easy for the Hujjaj. And most important, we should give the Hujjaj a lot of dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a dua to give to the Haji. Qabila Allahu hajjak wa ghafara zambak wa akhlafa nafaqatak. May Allah accept your Hajj, may Allah forgive your sins, and may Allah recompensate you for your expenses that you are incurring in this journey of Hajj. These are three beautiful short duas Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the Haji. قَبِلَ اللَّهُ حَجَّكُ وَغَفَرَ ذَنْبَكُ وَأَخْلَفَ نَفَقَتَكُ. We all should try to learn this dua. And the departing hajis, when we're going to see them off, or we're going to meet them, or they're coming to meet us, then at least give them this dua. قَبِلَ اللَّهُ حَجَّكُ وَغَفَرَ ذَنْبَكُ وَأَخْلَفَ نَفَقَتَكُ. And may Allah Ta'ala grant all the hujjaj, hajj maqbool, mabroor.
Ameen.
Make it easy for them, and we request that they keep us also in their du'as, just as we will make du'a for them. they will make dua for us, and that is what we're looking forward to, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, JazakumAllah for the informative discussion. We'll pick up on the same discussion next week, inshallah. We say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.